KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We're going to start off things today wishing a well-known company a very happy birthday. That would be Federal Ammunition, which turned 100 years old this month. Incorporated in 1922, Federal has been providing rifle, handgun, and shotgun ammo for generations of shooters. Today, the company employs 1,500 workers in Anoka, Minnesota, and if you go there, you'll find a lit-up 100th anniversary sign on top of one of their silos. Congrats to all of you at Federal. Keep up the good work for many years to come. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got three great guests for you. The first one you'll hear from is John Sorries. He's got a book out called Camp for Free, and it's all about dispersed camping, also known as boondocking, on our public lands. We're talking Forest Service lands, BLM lands, those kind of lands. He's going to join us for an extended segment to let you know how all this works and to help you plan a boondocking trip of your own this year. And no, you don't need a fancy RV or overland Jeep or lifted truck to do this. Another guest we'll talk to is a friend of mine, Chef Randy King from the Treasure Valley in Idaho, where you can hear this show Saturday mornings on KBOI AM 670 out of Boise. Randy is going to help all of us trout anglers with a problem we've all faced. The problem? Just how do you go about getting those recently stocked hatchery trout you've caught to taste good? The struggle is real, but Randy, also known as the Chef in the Wild, will help you through it. Our other guest, let's just say he's a legend. I mean it. He really is a legend. It's Jimmy Houston, that very well-known bass tournament pro, all-around angler, and the longtime television host of Jimmy Houston Outdoors. Jimmy will be coming at you from southern Oklahoma today to tell you about a brand new book he's got that I'm getting. It's called Catch a Better Life, and it's a book that is both a Christian devotional that also has daily fishing tips. This is definitely the sort of book that can keep me on track for daily devotional reading. In addition to this, I'm going to ask Jimmy about what lures he has been most impressed with in recent years, and the lure that, in his opinion, has really stood the test of time when it comes to catching bass. I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation. This portion of the show is brought to you by Henry Repeating Arms, and I was giving my firearms their spring cleaning the other day and had to pull out my Henry Long Ranger rifle. I'll tell you what, this is a fairly new model from Henry, but if you are a hunter, this is a dream. It's a lever-action rifle, but it doesn't have a tube with bullets. No, it actually has a magazine that has four rounds. There's another fifth round you can have in the chamber, and it comes in modern calibers. I've got a 6.5 Creedmoor. You can also get it in 308 or 243 or even 223. And this rifle, like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, is made in America. It is rugged, it's reliable, it looks great, it shoots straight, and you are going to love it. As a matter of fact, it's got a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Check out the Henry Long Ranger online at henryusa.com. Look for an authorized dealer near you. If you have any questions, contact the award-winning customer service staff, and don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog, too. The website, again, henryusa.com. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got John Sorries on the line. He is the author of Camp for Free, Dispersed Camping and Boondocking on America's Public Lands, published by Get Outside Press. He's also the author of 4 Northern California hiking guidebooks, published by Mountaineers Books. You can find out more about Camp for Free at dispersedcamping.net. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about dispersed camping and boondocking as opposed to camping in a traditional developed campground. You know, a lot of hunters do this, but I think most average campers and hikers and even anglers don't. Why do you recommend boondocking over a traditional campground stay?
Well, for me, what I love about dispersed camping is being by myself way out in the backcountry with nobody else around and just me and all that beautiful nature. There's no sounds of civilization. There's dark skies at night. There's lots of wildlife. And I personally just totally appreciate that. Whereas if you're in a traditional campground that you pay for and there's all the organized sites, they are great in many ways because it's good to have a picnic table and there can be restrooms there and things like that. However, with traditional campgrounds, you can have a lot of noise from other campers. That's happened to me several times when I've been in organized campgrounds is people are up late partying into the night. You can also have a lot of campfire smoke. When everybody has their campfires going and there's no wind, you can just really have to deal with a lot of smoke. And, of course, you're paying for a traditional campground, whereas when you're doing dispersed camping, it is free. So that's why I just totally prefer dispersed camping and have been doing it for 3-plus decades.
Well, you bring up a lot of great points. You're absolutely right about the pros and cons of developed campground stays, not to mention the fact you're pretty much camping within a small village anytime you go to a traditional campground,
yes,
especially a state parks campground during the COVID pandemic. They are so crowded these days. So let's get off by ourselves. Let's talk about what kind of public lands you can do dispersed camping on.
The main types of lands where you can do dispersed camping are national forests, which are all over the western United States. There's also quite a few in the eastern United States, the upper Midwest, along the Appalachians, around the Ozarks. So national forests is a prime place to do it. And then the second main place to do it is on Bureau of Land Management lands, which are only in the west. They're really not east of the Rocky Mountains, but they are quite prominent in the west, especially when you start getting in the southwestern states like Arizona, Utah, and also Nevada. California has quite a bit of BLM land, but those are the two main places where you can do it. There are other types of public lands, including some state lands, but it's a little more patchwork. Some national monuments allow you to do it, like Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in southern Utah, which is one of my absolute favorite places to explore and hike and do dispersed camping, but your main places are going to be national forests and Bureau of Land Management lands.
You know, you hit on something there with state lands, particularly fish and wildlife areas. They can have some space to them. They generally don't have developed campsites, but quite a few of them do allow camping, at least in Oregon and Washington. That's where I've camped on it before. Do you also have that option in states like California?
You do in some places, and you always need to research, as I say in the book, you always need to research thoroughly ahead of time and make sure that dispersed camping, also known as boondocking, is allowed where you want to go. For example, in California, state parks do not allow you to do any dispersed camping. You have to stay in their organized campgrounds.
And the same goes with national parks, too, doesn't it?
Yes, especially national parks, since they get so many visitors, they really don't allow dispersed camping. You've got to do it in their organized campsites. However, many of the national parks in the West especially have a lot of federal public lands. That's your national forests and your Bureau of Land Management lands surrounding the national parks. So you do have opportunities for dispersed camping near national parks. Just be aware that the closer you are to a really popular spot, like, say, Yosemite National Park or something like that, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to do dispersed camping around there, which will make it more difficult for you to find a good primo site with some privacy.
Well, we're going to talk more about planning a dispersed camping trip in just a few minutes, if you're willing to stick around. Would that be okay with you, John?
Oh, absolutely. Happy to do it.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We're going to talk more about camping on our public lands and doing so at no charge at all in just a minute. Hang tight. We'll be back with more from America Outdoors Radio. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
The two-burner camp stove has evolved, and today's line of portable camp stoves from Camp Chef have come a long way from your father's propane stove, featuring matchless ignition, more cooking power, and in some cases a built-in grill or extra burner. And you've got what you need to whip up some great grub in the field. Look for the complete line of Mountain Series stoves at your local sporting goods store or online at campchef.com. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're continuing our conversation with John Sorries. He's the author of Camp for Free, Disperse Camping and Boondocking on America's Public Lands, published by Get Outside Press. He's also the author of four Northern California hiking guidebooks, published by Mountaineers Books. You can find out more about Camp for Free at dispersedcamping.net. You can also buy it at Amazon, too. As for those hiking guidebooks, go to northerncaliforniahikingtrails.com. John, thanks for sticking around.
Yes, my pleasure.
Let's talk about planning a dispersed camping trip, because this is a kind of a tricky thing, in my opinion. I mean, if you're planning a traditional camping trip, it's easy to hop on a state parks or federal reservation site and book a stay at a campground in a national forest or a national park or a state park. But how do you go about planning a dispersed camping trip?
First of all, you have to decide where do you want to go in general, and you need to think about what activities you like to do. I personally like to hike a lot, so I think about places that have some good hiking nearby, either on established trails or on dirt roads or even potentially cross country. But if you like to hunt, you of course need to figure out where you're going to go hunting and then think about where you're going to find sites around that. And the same if you're an angler, where do you want to go fishing? And then look at those public lands, usually federal lands, national forest and Bureau of Land Management lands that are nearby where you can plan your trip. So starts with where do you want to go? Then I have a whole chapter in the book Camp for Free about this. I recommend that you contact the agency in charge by calling them. You can also check their website, but call them up, tell them what you want to do, roughly where you want to be, and ask for advice. Say, where are some good areas for dispersed camping? And you can usually get some good advice for that. Sometimes they will even tell you there are some good specific sites right here, or there's a great site right in this specific spot. So that's always fantastic. So you want to do that. You also want to have maps, both print maps and digital maps. Print maps you can get usually from the agency that is in charge of the area that has jurisdiction. A good one to have, so if it's a national forest, you can get a national forest map, and that shows a lot of the roads that you're going to be driving on when you're going to find a dispersed camping site. They almost always also have motor vehicle use maps, which are specifically just maps of roads, and they're coded to let you know what roads are open, what roads are closed, what roads are suitable for what types of vehicles, meaning some are really rough and they'll say they're four-wheel drive roads, so you would want high clearance for that. You want to do that, and then there's also some apps that can be useful, but the apps oftentimes don't really have a real strong selection of sites, especially out in the more remote areas. But then there are also apps like CalTopo and Gaia, and also the OnX hunting app can be useful. They will show you topographic maps of the area that you're going along with all the roads, and that can just be invaluable for getting that general, you know, area and then helping you to narrow it down where you want to go.
What about Google Maps? That's something that I use when it comes to trying to figure out places to go on public lands. Not so much the map feature, but the satellite feature, which might actually show some informal camping spots.
Yes, that's true. Google Maps can be useful in certain instances. And one nice thing I like about Google Maps is it shows you boundaries between private lands and public lands. You need to know that because sometimes it's not clear if you're on public land or private land. And, of course, you want to be on public land where it is legal to do it.
Right. Absolutely. Let's talk about something else you hit on there, and that's, you know, the roads that you're boondocking on. I think a lot of people, when you talk about this, they think that you're heading out in your, you know, your Jeep Wrangler or your pickup truck with high clearance and maybe a camper on top, but you don't necessarily need those vehicles to do these dispersed camping trips, do you?
No, you don't. no matter what vehicle you drive, you can do dispersed camping. If you have a Toyota Camry, you can still go dispersed camping and take a tent and find legal places to pitch your tent and camp and totally enjoy yourself. What really factors in here is the condition of the roads, and that is where the vehicle you drive really comes into play. To me, the ideal vehicle would be like a high clearance, all-wheel drive pickup truck with a camper, or one of those vans that is also high clearance and all-wheel drive that you can sleep in. Those are great because they're a good combination of the high clearance that you need, and then also, since they're not like big, large RV-type vehicles, you can really get down most dirt roads, so that's optimal. But again, no matter what you drive, you can do this. Even if you have an RV, you just really have to plan and do your research ahead of time and make sure you are on suitable roads. And along those lines, I strongly advise people, when you're out looking for a site, to be careful to not get yourself in trouble on the road. I have a piece of advice I give that is, when in doubt, scout, meaning stop your vehicle, get out, and walk the road and make sure that your vehicle can keep going on it, or if you need to turn around, there would be room to turn around. And sometimes you see the road looks just a little bit iffy, and you think, well, I'll just park here. You walk another 200 feet, and you see a great site, and you look at the road, and like, I can make this. This is a great site, and here we go.
That is some great advice. And I think something else we should talk about here is safety, because remote camping, especially on BLM lands and some National Forest Service lands, good chance there's not going to be any cell service and you're going to be a long ways from anybody. So, you know, the old Boy Scout motto of be prepared comes into play, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You must be prepared for anything that can come up out there. You have to make sure that you bring, of course, everything that you need. You're typically going to be quite a ways away from a store, for one thing, to buy supplies. So you just have to make sure you have all your food and water and all those sorts of things to make sure that you are fed and take care of your thirst and that you're comfortable out there. And you also have to do realize that you are self-sufficient out there, that you can call 911, but if you don't have cell service, that's not going to work. I have a Garmin InReach device that I take, which can allow me in an emergency to actually get into contact with somebody and get some help. But it is important to really be prepared, and that means making sure your vehicle is in good shape also, that you've got good tire pressure, that you've had it checked out recently by a mechanic, so you're feeling comfortable that it's in pretty good shape.
Call it dispersed camping, call it boondocking, either way, it is a whole lot of fun. One other thing I'd like to talk about, we just don't have time, is ethics, but I'll leave it at this. Leave no trace. Whatever you bring in, take it out with you. That way you keep our public lands pristine. In the meantime, if you are interested in finding out more about this topic, pick up the book written by John Sorries. It's Camp for Free, Dispersed Camping and Boondocking on America's Public Lands, published by Get Outside Press. The website to go to is, well, you can get on Amazon. You can also get it as an ebook anywhere that you buy ebooks. But if you want to get it from John directly, go to his website, dispersedcamping.net. That's dispersedcamping.net. If you're interested in his Northern California hiking guidebooks, go to his other website, NorthernCaliforniaHikingTrails.com. That's NorthernCaliforniaHikingTrails.com. John, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Well, thank you so much, John. I had a lot of fun.
Country hunters and anglers. You may have heard of us, but what are we about? BHA is the voice for your wild public lands, waters, and wildlife. From national level policy work to boots on the ground projects like public land cleanups, we work across North America to uphold the legacy of our public lands and waters, as well as your opportunity to hunt, fish, and recreate on them. Stand up for public lands and waters and become a BHA member today. Visit backcountryhunters.org.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stove to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef. The way to cook out.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we have got a very special guest for you today. It's Jimmy Houston, that legendary pro angler, and the host of Jimmy Houston Outdoors that you can see every week on ESPN, the World Fishing Network, the Pursuit Channel, the Hunt Channel, and more. Jimmy, it is a pleasure to have you on the air.
It's so good to be visiting with you, John. How are things going out there your way today?
Well, they're not too bad. I wish I was bass fishing right now or crappie fishing, but I'll leave that to you in southern Oklahoma today. Why I got you on the air, though, is I want to talk about your new book, Catch a Better Life. It's a book full of daily devotions and fishing tips. I'm interested. I think our listeners are interested. Tell us more.
It's actually an outstanding book, and it does just exactly what it says it will do, catch a better life. It'll make your life better, you know. We wrote a devotional book back in 2012, John, called Catch of the Day, and sold lots and lots and lots and lots of copies of that over the last 10 years. I said I would never write another daily devotional because it just takes so much time. It took me 5 months to write the first one. It took me about a year and a half to write the second one. That's how difficult it is. But we actually started a YouTube channel about a year and a half ago called Catch of the Day. We have our regular Jimmy Houston Outdoors YouTube channel, which we post videos, well, basically every single day. I think 6 out of the 7 days of the week we post a video on Jimmy Houston Outdoors YouTube. But our Catch of the Day channel, we started just simply reading and posting it every morning at 5 o'clock Central Time, that daily devotional, the scripture for the day, the devotional, which all the devotionals are built around fishing, the, you know, general fishing as well as tournament fishing. And then we had a fishing tip for every day. So, you know, you could start your day out or read it anytime during the day, obviously, or look at the YouTube channel anytime during the day. And then you'd have a scripture, which if, you know, just one scripture in God's word every day is going to make a person better in itself. And devotional, of course, explains that, you know, we embellish that devotional on our YouTube channel. Sometimes we'll talk a little bit more about the scripture. Sometimes we'll talk about a little bit more about the devotional. Sometimes a little bit more about the fishing tip. And then we always end it with that fishing tip. And so at the end of the year, you're going to be a lot better fisherman at the same time. So it's really a channel. It's, I think, even though we only have about 20,000 people, we have well over 100,000 people on our other YouTube channel. But even though we only have about 20,000 people on Catch of the Day, I really believe it's the most important channel on YouTube because a person will have a better life. And, you know, that's what we're all looking for every single day when we get up, you know, and face the day to tomorrow, the next day, we want that to be a better day. So that's what it's all about. And I actually signed 650 of those books last Thursday and got them out. We finally have got caught up. We'd sold about 12 or 1400 of them on a pre-order and finally got them in. And we finally got everybody's books out. So the folks can order and we can get them out pretty quickly now.
All right. Well, the YouTube channel again, folks, Catch of the Day. I know I'm going to be subscribing to that. But I'll tell you what, as soon as I get off the phone, I am going to buy your book, Catch a Better Life. How do I do it? Is it through your website?
The simplest way is just to go to jimmyhouston.com. And one of the great things about doing it that way is you can list on there, you know, if you want that book personalized to someone. It's in a gift book series. That's really what it's designed for. We have Father's Day coming up here real quickly, Mother's Day and Father's Day. So it is a gift book. You know, when you open it up, it's got a to and from where you can give that as a gift and what occasion you might give it on. But when you go on that website and order just jimmyhouston.com, you can put on there if you want that book personalized. Or, you know, a lot of people, we've had many people order 10, 12, 15 of them, and we'll, you know, have them personalized to different individuals, and I do every one of them by myself. I don't know one else signs for me, and I don't use a stamp or anything, so if we want that personalized to John or to Jack or to Jill, it doesn't matter. And many people want a little note on there, like happy birthday or happy Father's Day, you know, congratulations on retirement or whatever. I mean, we can do whatever. We, like I said, we take the time to do it correctly. I guess if I was like some of them, and selling a million books, I probably would not be able to do that. But it's a great book, and it will change your life. Listening to that devotional every day will change your life also. It's just the way God works. And I'm just a messenger out here. It's not me. It's all of what's going on out there. So it's really it's a great deal. It's just it's an honor to get to do it. It's an honor to have lived life long enough that you understand a lot about and have read the Bible through 50 or 60 times, that you sort of understand it a little bit better than what a lot of folks don't, that perhaps haven't done that. So there's something to say, John, to living a long time. You know that.
Indeed.
And a little bit of wisdom, don't we?
Oh, Jimmy. The book, again, Catch a Better Life by Jimmy Houston. Again, go to jimmyhouston.com and get yours today like I'm going to get mine today. Hey, let's switch topics. We've got a couple minutes left. Bass fishing. Let's talk about the most impressive new bass catching lure you've seen come out in the last few years.
Well, actually, we just brought out a new retro Red Man spinnerbait, which is, I don't know if it's going to set spinnerbait fishing back to the old time. People are going to catch more fish on it, or whether some folks will laugh at it. But probably, you know, the technique that's come out that has really become popular, and we've been doing it ever since we were teenagers, but the technique is a small jig and worm, which is when we were kids, that's what we just called that, the jig and worm. They later started calling them shaky heads. And then later, you know, they kept the size of the lead head down and kept the size of the worms down and called them Ned rigs.
Right.
And so that's probably one of the things that, you know, that has really come out, that anybody can fish. They can fish in a lot of different ways and catch fish. And then Gary Yamamoto coming out with that Cinco and a bait that you could fish with a slip sinker. You could fish Carolina rig. You put a hook in the middle of it and fish it wacky style. You can rig it Texas style. You can do anything with it. And it's one that basically anybody can catch fish on. You know, our Red Man spinnerbait, we made the Red Man spinnerbait, you know, exactly, as a matter of fact, like the ones that I won two BASS Angler of the Year titles. So it's not a hokey bait by any stretch of the imagination, but it's totally different than what the spinnerbaits have kind of generated into over the last many, many, many years. It's a short-arm spinnerbait, single round blade, so it's got a tremendous amount of vibration. The blade bounces back and forth, which no spinnerbait will do. It's got a barrel swivel as opposed to ball bearing, which makes that blade work harder and makes it vibrate more. And it's got a safety pin bin. You can probably remember back when we made spinnerbaits as a kid.
Right.
We would take big safety pins, and they were already had the shape. They were shaped when you opened them up. They were shaped like a spinnerbait. So all you had to do was cut the part that you fastened the point into off and put a hook on there and put a jig head on, put it in the mold, make a jig head. And the point that was sharp, you just cut that off a little bit where it wasn't sharp and bend it around and put a blade on it, and that's how we made spinnerbaits. And so the Redman spinnerbait, and it's by Lucky Strike, the Redman spinnerbait has got that safety pin type bend. And the advantage of that, of course, is the vibration. The other advantage is you could actually catch 200 or 300 fish on there and not break that bait.
Wow.
And we use the living rubber skirt on there as opposed to silicone. So it's not as bright as silicone. And perhaps the skirts won't last as long, but they got tremendous action. And that bait produces a sound that really and truly the bass haven't heard in many, many, many years. In fact, I kid people that there's not many fishermen old enough to fish that bait. And there's certainly not any fish left alive in the lake that have seen it swimming around in their waters. And we have just been smoking them with that bait. Of course, it's spinnerbait season here in the South in Oklahoma, and we have just been killing them on it. I mean, it's just and it is a different bait, even though it's a spinnerbait. And it's a retro. It's something that, actually, John, I sold Sam Walton those Redman spinnerbaits. I sold him those baits when he had 13 Walmart stores.
Oh,
13.
My gosh.
That's how far that bait goes back. So it's got kind of a romance story to it, too. But it's a real, legitimate fish catcher. Like I said, I won a couple of Angler of the Year titles on that 10 years apart, one in 76 and one in 86. And before most everybody was born that is alive nowadays. But oh, by the way, that is 1976 and 1986, not 18. And it was went on in 1886.
You're not that old. I think you might get that old, but you're not that old. Yet, Jimmy, we have got to go. But folks, if you're looking for something that is retro and still works today, check out the Redman Spinner Bait by Lucky Strike. You can order it off their website, or just go to Jimmy Houston's website, jimmyhouston.com, and get it there. Get other lures there, and again, get that book, Catch a Better Life, there, daily devotions and fishing tips. I'm buying mine today, and I hope you do as well. Jimmy, thanks for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
I appreciate you, John. You're doing a great job, by the way, buddy.
You're a very kind man, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you're going to have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from WorkSharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for WorkSharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you even more incredible discounts. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special, you'll see an incredible lineup. In fact, right now, it's the bedding sale. 50% off the following. Sheets, a 2-inch mattress topper, sleepwear, blankets, quilts, comforter.
I'm Ken Matthews. I'm a big fan of Mike and a real big fan of MyPillow.com. That's where you need to go, by the way. You go to MyPillow.com, you scroll down till you get to the radio listener specials, then you click on it. That's where you're going to save big when you enter the code Ken. That's my name, Ken. For example, a full body pillow, regularly priced $117, now only $39.99. Made in America, comfortable, luxurious quality from my friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Ken. MyPillow.com, promo code Ken.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Randy King on the line coming at us from Nampa, Idaho. He is the chef in the wild, and if you haven't already, you should really check out his website at chefrandyking.com. Randy, great to have you back on the air.
It's great to be back as always, John. Thank you.
I was reading your monthly column in last month's edition of Northwest Sportsman magazine, and it was all about hatchery trout and how to make them actually taste decent, which is a challenge. I'll be honest, stock trout, especially recently stock trout, with that white meat that's soft is not a favorite of mine. You started off that column with a great story about when you were a kid, you were 16 years old, had a summer job. And you pretty much lived on trout that summer, didn't you?
So, yeah, I had this great job. We somehow, my friend's dad that employed us, managed to get the contracts for fish hatcheries and for commercial fish processing. So we were in there and we were doing the floors. We would work the day away, basically wheelbarrows full of concrete, essentially. And then we would fish the outlet canals of these things on private property. Now, these fish weren't regulated by Idaho Fish and Game. They were all on private property, so it was all private fish at this point. So if anybody's like, well, there are regulations in place, just don't worry about that. It was all legal, but we were allowed, since we were the vendor and the place was closed, to fish the outlet canals. And when I say we stacked up fish, I mean, I'm talking like those old green Coleman coolers that you had from the 70s that were like, you know, commonplace in the late 80s, early 90s. Full of trout to the point where it got to be disturbing amounts of trout. I remember thinking how good the fishing was going to be later in the day when I kicked a pebble off the bridge going into the plant, and a fish came up and ate the rock as it was sinking. So I was like, oh, they're going to bite on anything I throw at them. So, and they did. And eventually what came to happen is we had to ice these things up, drive them from back from Idaho all the way over to Vashon Island on ice and figure out what we were going to do with them. And it just became like a project for the summer. It was, all right, we're going to freeze this batch, we're going to smoke this batch, we're going to fry this batch, we need to have a bunch of people over for this batch. It was certainly a problem to have. I really enjoyed it and look back on that time fondly.
Well, you swore off trout for a while after that, but you started eating them again. And the meat of the column, pun intended here, is about how to make these stock trout taste decent. And you've got some great ideas, and it comes down to you actually stuff the trout. Why don't you explain a little bit more about this recipe?
Right. So trout lack fat. For the most part, right? They're not like a salmon or anything coming out of the ocean. So they don't got a lot of fat on them. Their flavor is a little, I would say, muddy. right? For lack of better terms, they're kind of fed just fish meal.
Right.
So they don't have like a good flavor profile coming in. And so what I'll do is I'll solve some of the problems, right? So with like most wild game, they don't have a ton of fat in them. So you solve for that way in your cooking process, right? So with these trout, it's like you need flavor, you need fat, and you need something else to kind of make a little bit of a zing to it. So with the stuffing, I would usually use ham and then some sort of, I think it was cream cheese and then sausage and then either kale or spinach. And really you're making a super flavorful stuffing that goes inside of them that is going to be, I'm not going to say the mask for the trout, but in a lot of ways it is. It's going to give that moist but very, very delicate flavored white kind of flaky fish some actual good texture, some good flavor in conjunction with all those other things. So basically you got to add stuff to it to make it taste good. And if you think that's cheating, I just remind you about garbanzo beans and hummus, right? Like just popping a can full of garbanzo beans isn't very delicious. But if you puree it with a whole bunch of really good stuff, you get some really good stuff at the end. So if you think that I'm hiding it, I kind of am, but I do that with a lot of foods all the time anyway.
You also talk about the importance of just salt and pepper in bringing out flavor in trout too.
For sure. So salt makes everything taste better to a point, and pepper just kind of adds a little bit of zing on the top. So there's this great chef. She did a book. I think it was Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, if I'm not mistaken. And if you kind of get those four things right on whatever you're doing, you can make almost anything taste delicious. So if you add the right amount of salt, it makes the food taste more like the food, right? If you add acid, so in this case, I think it was lemon juice, lime juice, maybe some vinegar, and then you add a little bit of fat. So I did that with the cream cheese, right? And then with the ham or the bacon that I added in there, and then heat. So depending on how you want to look at it, that could be the garlic or just a little bit from the black pepper, kind of depending culturally on what you want to use as heat. You could also bump it up with some sriracha or some serranos or a jalapeno, something in there to kind of bump those flavor up. But if you get those four things in conjunction tasting really good, you can kind of just, they're like Legos or, you know, build a block. So you can really make most anything from a savory standpoint taste good that way.
There you go, folks. Stocked hatchery trout. They don't have to be as bland and as awful as you think they are. You can find out more about his recipes and what's going on with him at his website, chefrandyking.com, and check out his column in Northwest Sportsman Magazine every month, The Chef in the Wild. Randy's also got a book out that is definitely worth a read as well. Randy, thanks as always for sharing this with us on America Outdoors Radio.
Love being here, man. Thank you.
In other news, we've got an update for you from our friends at Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska. That opening for an experienced charter boat captain is surprisingly still available. And if you are a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain who can skipper a 37-foot sport fishing boat accommodating six anglers and a deckhand, this could be the seasonal job for you, not just for this summer, but for many summers to come. Good pay, great tips, and help getting dialed in on this fishery by the other five experienced captains in the fleet. This is a fantastic opportunity. In addition to this, you don't have to be an experienced captain to work at this beautiful, secluded lodge on Prince of Wales Island this summer either. Sportsman's Cove is also looking for members for their hospitality team. We are talking about housekeepers and kitchen servers who are willing to work hard in return for a very great reward. Not only will you be paid well by the lodge, but you'll also get a cut of the tips that guests leave at the end of their stay for the shore-based staff members of the lodge. Customer service is key here. Whether you're on the hospitality team or as the captain, you have to be a people person who treats each guest with care and respect 24/7. That's what makes this place so special, is the great customer service you'll find here. These positions last from the end of May or early June through mid-September. You'll be staying on-site and room and board is provided. You'll also get some downtime where you can take out a kayak or small boat and explore the coves around the island, checking out black bears on shore and orca and humpback whales in the ocean. The scenic beauty of this place is amazing. And if you want to work in a setting like this summer and get well paid for it, the website to go to is alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Just go to the contact page, look for the Employment Opportunities tab, and fill out your application today for fulfilling summer work in Alaska. The website again, alaskasbestlodge.com. And now it's time for one of my favorite segments of the show.
It's time to talk record fish.
It's not certified yet, but an 832-pound bluefin tuna is likely going to be a new Florida state record fish. Now, I knew bluefin tuna got big, but I had no idea they grew to this size. I'm not sure the crew of the No Name did either. They were out fishing April 16th off of Florida's Gulf Coast out of Destin looking for marlin when they hooked into this behemoth. It took the three anglers, Captain Jake Matney, Devin Sarver, and Jeff Tolbert, over 4 hours to get that fish to the boat, but they did it, and they brought it back to the marina the next day for an official weigh-in. If certified by Florida state officials, this fish will beat the previous record by about 6 pounds. Way to go, guys. The old man in the sea doesn't have anything on you three.
Congratulations on your new record.
On that happy note, it's time to wrap the show up, but I really want to thank our guests again today. Randy King, that friend of mine from the Boise, Idaho area, who's a absolutely wonderful chef. Again, check out his column in Northwest Sportsman Magazine every month and follow him on his website at chefrandyking.com. John Sorries, that man who shared that great information about boondocking on our public lands, camping for free. And again, if you live in Northern California or are going to visit there and want some information about hiking in the area, John's websites to check out are dispersedcamping.net for his book and northerncaliforniahikingtrails.com for his 4 hiking guides. And of course, you can't leave out Jimmy Houston. What a man, what a legend, and what a heck of a nice guy, too. Check out his website at jimmyhouston.com, and be sure to get a copy of his new book while you're there. Here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead, and here's hoping you get a little time outside doing something fun, whether it be turkey hunting or fishing or hiking or paddling or anything else that strikes your fancy. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York State dry nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we
do about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian forces are fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance. And elsewhere, a senior official says 7 Ukrainian soldiers and 7 civilians have been released in a prisoner swap with Russia, adding the exchange was special because one of those soldiers is 5 months pregnant. House Armed Services Committee member Mike Gallagher telling the Salem Radio Network that Vladimir Putin will continue to push into Ukraine if left unchecked.
While he seems to have shifted his goals away from Kyiv and Kharkiv, he is not only dead set on consolidating gains in the southeast and the south coast of Ukraine and dominating the Black Sea, but potentially shifting his focus west, with Odessa being the key front.
Also at townhall.com, firefighters still battling numerous blazes in the southwest. More residents trying to evacuate now in northern New Mexico. Biggest fire Friday east of Santa Fe, more than 117 square miles. Fire behavior specialist Stuart Turner.
About the only thing I can say is, like we saw last Friday, epic fire behavior. It's a day that, as a firefighter will write about, we'll read studies about, it's going to be a big fire day. It's a very, very dangerous fire day.
Incident Commander Carl Schwoff says more resources are being brought in.
So we have open fire line. We have winds coming in, 33, gusting to 50. Minimum humidity of 7%. Fine dead fuels of 2. I mean, I can't imagine a worse day.
Major tornado in Kansas, but no reports of any fatalities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Real estate brokerage settling a lawsuit alleging housing discrimination.
Fair housing advocates say under the agreement, Redfin will expand housing opportunities for consumers in communities of color in various major cities. The deal calls for Redfin to change its minimum housing price policy and pay $4 million to settle the lawsuit brought by the National Fair Housing Alliance and 9 other fair housing organizations. Redfin says that it prefers to spend money on advancing fair housing rather than on litigation, and that the settlement is not an admission of liability. I'm Mike Hempen.
Former owner of 2 Vermont ski resorts sentenced to 5 years for his role in a failed plan to build a biotechnology plant that
it was going to use tens of millions of dollars in foreign investors' money. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Airbnb says its employees can live and work almost anywhere in the world.
The company is embracing a fully remote work policy to attract staff and ensure flexibility. The San Francisco-based short-term stay company says under the new policy, employees can work from the office, home, or during their travels to 170 countries. CEO Brian Chesky said in a message to staff that they will still have to meet in person for regular team meetings and events, and salaries will not change if an employee decides to move. John Scott reported.
An Associated Press analysis finding the state of Mississippi has long operated in violation of national standards for death investigations, resulting in a severe backlog of autopsies and reports. Autopsy reports that should take a month or two often in Mississippi take 1 year or even longer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
To 64,000.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, and welcome to The Pet Show. Does your terrier have you terrified? Is your feral kitten a bit too ferocious? Are you being bullied by your basset? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, and once again, let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if your dog is jumping or humping and your cat is scratching the furniture and not using the litter box, your dog hates your new girlfriend, you got a new cat and the old cat is not thrilled about it, that's what this show is all about. Helping you cope with your pets, but a lot more likely helping your pets cope with you. And if you happen to be a new listener to The Pet Show or a regular listener to The Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will be getting an absolutely fabulous gift. Don't get excited. It's not for you. It's for your dog or cat. And speaking about the gifts I give away, thanks to my sponsors, many of the items I give away here on this show, it's not biscuits, folks. They're worth $25, $35, $45, even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call if you get through to me live or just answer my question of the day. A great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. And as I said, if you get through and talk to me live, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Let me tell you what I have coming up on today's show. Although you know by now, I'm never going to get through all of my topics. So what I'm going to do is answer as many questions as I possibly can. And by the time I get off the air today, any of the subject matter that I don't get to will be posted on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Warren Exner. But let me tell you what I'm going to try to get to today. We have a phone number again, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. You know, our cats are living longer. And that's a great thing. You know, with age comes mobility issues. Take it from me. Coming up on today's show, a really important subject. How you can make your home easier, not only easier, but easier and safer for your cats with challenges. Maybe they can't get in the litter box the same way they did. Maybe they can't jump up on the bed the same way they did. We're going to talk about making your home easier and safer for your cats with challenges. Also coming up on today's show, and I know you're going to love this, my LA people did. We all know that most dogs love to be scratched, petted, massaged. But do you know that special, special spot that makes your dog or cat the happiest? Coming up, where you pet your dog or cat, and what spot makes them the happiest as well. Love to hear from you guys. So far, my LA show, I got the chest, the butt, the neck. I want to hear from you guys as well. And also coming up on today's show, a story I hear way too often. Brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it. We're going to talk about the inconvenient pet and what happens to that inconvenient pet. We'll talk about that as well. Also coming up, you know, a lot of my female listeners say, Warren, I need a lot of makeup because my cat gets me up early in the morning. So why do they get us up early in the morning? We'll talk about that as well. Again, the number 877-725-8255, the way to get through. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your questions and comments. As I said, lots of amazing pet stuff to give away. So if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe your dog's not housebroken, maybe the poor guy's suffering with separation anxiety, maybe your cat's depressed, your dog is chasing anything, hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes, that if he sees something and it moves, he must hump it. Give me a call. As I said, that's what this show is all about, helping your pets cope with you. It's not easy living with people. Again, that phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And this is the question of the day. And if you answer the question of the day, just maybe, well, not maybe, I'll send you a great gift. What is your dog or cat's favorite place to be petted or massaged? What is your dog or cat's favorite place to be petted or massaged? Give me a call. Let me know. Where's that special spot that makes your dog or cat go into that state of nirvana? Lots of great information coming up on today's show. Also, I got a list just sent to me this morning about the life expectancy for different breeds of dogs. For example, the Labrador Retriever average lifespan is 11.7 years. So if you want to find out what the approximate lifespan of your breed is, give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. So excited to be talking to you guys today. Let me start out with a phone call. How about we go to Mark. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call. We have a 8-year-old Maltese who, since we purchased him, we trained to toilet on peewee pads inside of our house. And now we're planning a long road trip from Pennsylvania to Texas. And we can't get the the Maltese to go outside and do his business like regular dogs. And I'm wondering if you have any recommendations on how to retrain him.
I have ideas. But let me stop for a second. First of all, okay. We all know what wee-wee pads are. One of my close friends from years ago invented wee-wee pads. As a matter of fact, he made so much money with wee-wee pads that on the back of his Maserati, his license plate read, wee-wee one. I swear to you, I'm not making that up. Anyway, that being said, here's what you need to do. You need to save some of your dog's soiled wee-wee pads or whatever pads you use. Take those pads out into the yard. Cover them with about an eighth of an inch or a half inch of dirt. Take a period of time where you can watch your dog with a Hawkeye, maybe on a weekend. Don't give him the opportunity to go anywhere else but that area. Put a couple of the wee-wee pads down there. Once you get him going on those wee-wee pads and outside, eventually you can remove the wee-wee pads and outside will be the place to go. So I think that's probably the best approach to do it.
Sounds great. That's great advice. Well, thank you.
When you're driving from Pennsylvania to Texas, what you may want to do also is, and believe me, I know, when are you leaving?
Well, it's a future trip, a few months down the line.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say if you were leaving tomorrow or within the next week, what I would recommend you do is take a used wee-wee pad, put it in a plastic bag, keep it well hidden in the trunk, take that out on your first couple of stops just to encourage him to go. But I think you're going to be fine if you follow the advice I just gave you there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you for your beautiful dog heading to Texas. Everyone's heading to Texas. I am going to send you, you know what? I'm going to send you some, Lucy pet food to take with you. Just take it all across the country. Your dog will be a whole lot healthier when you arrive in Texas. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Brad Edison, don't go anywhere. I'm going to get right to your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'll be giving away my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements today. I'll be giving away Lucy pet food, as I just did. Those amazing T-shirts that say, none of my friends walk upright. Copies of my best-selling book, Either Dog or Cat. Those incredible T-shirts. I'm telling you, they are amazing. I can't keep them in stock. Lots of hemp seed oil as well. So great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Now, for over 3.5 years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy pet food and how it's the food I chose for my own rescue dogs, which I rescued 3.5 years ago, Molly and Willie. And if you follow me on social and media, you know there's no cuter and better looking dogs than Molly and Willie, and that's because they eat Lucy pet food. Lucy pet food is now being used by rescues, humane societies, police departments, military, all over the United States, and the results are always incredibly positive. In fact, I hear every day from listeners that use Lucy pet food. In fact, don't take my word alone. Here's a listener and what they had to say about Lucy pet food.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy, but I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing, so my husband said, just order it, and we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better, and so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
And that's what I hear all the time. Warren, thank you. I was skeptical, but now I've been using Lucy pet food on my dogs and cats, and now I'm a believer. Yes, I'm a believer. If you want a believer, too, and give your dogs and cats the food I feed mine, Lucy Pet Formers for Life is the way to go. Lucy pet food is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com, or you can go directly to their website, LucyPetFood.com. Again, if you want to feed your dog the food I feed mine, it's available, Lucy Pet Food, available at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com. Check it out today. Your dogs will be healthier tomorrow. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah. Hey, you can do it in your house, yeah.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, my rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him hugs and kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum. And Pauline from California says, hugs and kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about hugs and kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back. Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamins. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum. Featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannes Association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A dog named Boo. Listen carefully. Some great advice. Training is teaching. Teaching is training. Everything you do or don't do teaches your dog something. One more time. Training is teaching. Teaching is training. Everything you do or don't do teaches your dog something. Make sure it's a lesson you want to teach. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Just a reminder, everyone that calls in with a question or a comment or just wants to answer my question, what's your dog or cat's favorite spot to be petted, will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello, thank you, Warren. I'm traveling now, so I just came across your show here, so that I give you a call in.
What state are you traveling in, Brad?
Well, I'm in California right now, but I'm going back to Idaho. I live in North Idaho in Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene, a beautiful place. A lot of friends live in Coeur d'Alene. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I have three cats now, but 10 years ago I brought in two rescues, two kittens. They're sisters. They've been great together, great with the family, very loving, affectionate, no problems with the litter box whatsoever. About 5 years later, we brought in a new ragdoll kitten, another incredible kitten, but she actually, early on, maybe within about 6 months, started getting, it's the coronavirus. I don't recall what they call it in animals, but it took her a few months to get through that. But she did, and she became really healthy for about 3-4 years. But backing up to when, maybe around the time she started having problems, one of our cats, our original rescue kittens, extremely skittish, she started having some problems with urinating in different places. So, it was rare, but it was something that was manageable. And now, here, fast forward 5 years later, she's really doing it all over the house. Really, nothing safe. And we're
okay. Well, a couple things right off the bat. First of all, when the cat was diagnosed with corona, and that's what they call it, different varieties. When the cat was diagnosed with the corona, her urine smelled different, and the fact that her urine smelled different would be exactly the reason she would be going all over the place. Now that she's healthy and it's restarting, there's a lot of different things that you can do. Has she been to the vet recently and has a clean bill of health, no urinary tract, no problems with that whatsoever?
Are you talking about the new kitten?
No, the one. No. I'm talking about the kitten that's peeing all over, the cat that's peeing all over. That's the older cat, right?
That is correct. Not recently, but we've brought her in the past for this, and they've given her, I don't recall what it was, but something to kind of calm her down a little bit. And I think it's helped a little bit, but it hasn't stopped it to any real capacity.
All right, let me tell you how we're going to stop it, okay? Number one is I want you to find all of the cat's favorite areas where she's peed in the past. What I want you to do is pick up a really good stain and odor remover made specifically for pets, nothing with ammonia in it. Clean up those areas where the cat has gone. Now, this may sound a little eccentric, and heaven forbid I should sound eccentric, but here's what we're going to do. What I want you to do is once you've cleaned up those areas, I want you to try to spend a little bit more time with the cat in those areas. I also want you to take some of the cat's dry food, a couple of pieces of kibble, and put it in those areas. Once she sees that, the only thing that may disrupt us is she may decide to go to a different area. If that be the case, you follow through, clean it up, spend time, and put the food there. What often happens, if there's no physiological reason for it, when the cat sees her food following where she pees, she's going to stop peeing. Let me ask you the big question. Has she ever peed by her food dish?
No, not that I...
There you go. There you go. So if she's healthy and she sees that her food is going to be where she pees, she's not going to pee there. You have two cats. How many litter boxes you have down?
Oh, geez. It changes. But we range anywhere from 2 to 3 litter boxes.
Okay, two cats. I would recommend 3 litter boxes. I think it's going to make a big difference for you. That's what I want you to try right now, the litter boxes. Try the food. I think it's going to make a big difference for you. Try it for a couple of weeks. If not, call me back. We'll go further.
Okay, perfect. Well, hey, that sounds great. Thank you for all of your help.
Oh, don't go anywhere. Let's put him on hold. We're going to send him a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and I do appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. As I said, I got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, books, hemp seed oil, lots of great stuff to give away. Just a reminder, this Monday is Amazon Prime Pet Day, my own hugs and kisses vitamin mineral supplement for the first time ever if you're a Prime member. And this Monday only, if you go to Amazon Prime on Monday, you will get 20% off my own hugs and kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats just for this Monday only. You have to be a member. Amazon Prime, 20% off. That's a big savings. Check it out, Amazon Prime on Monday. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I love my dog. as much as I love for you. But you may say my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Do not versus do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a subtle but profound difference between living your life by what to do versus what not to do. Do nots have their place as much as the do's, but the do nots concentrate on the negative, where the do's concentrate on the positive. Sure, there are lots of things we probably shouldn't do, but it's also extremely wise to focus on the things that you should do. In either case, in life, it's definitely important to understand the difference between the two fundamental philosophies. And it's important to understand how each influences you. Do take time to understand that. For something else great to do, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with football legend Ray Lewis.
That's the sound of your KFC chicken sandwich order. That's what happens next. Your chicken is Kentucky Fried to order. And that's the sound of your chicken being put on a brioche bun. Brioche buns don't make a lot of noise. Then we add sauce and pickles and serve your sandwich to you piping hot. Order the KFC chicken sandwich. It's Kentucky Fried to order on the KFC app or at KFC.com. At participating locations, the prices may vary.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Just a reminder, if you get through to me live on the air, a great gift will be on its way. Not for you, but for your dog or cat. Many of the items worth $35, $45. So the question of the day is, even if you just want to answer the question, it's pretty simple. Where do you pet your dog or cat that makes them the happiest? The chest, the butt, the belly, the head? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. The reason I'm laughing is I got this email the other day from an English newspaper, a pretty legitimate one, The Sun. A brand new survey finds that cheating wives are more likely to own a cat. Cheating wives are more likely to own a cat than any other pet, the survey found. As a matter of fact, more than 1 in 5 women that have a cat cheat on their husband. Something to think about, guys out there. 877-725-8255. I'd love to hear where your dog or cat's favorite spot to be petted is. Give me a call. Let me know. But right now, let me get back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Edison. Hey, Edison, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for taking my call.
What can I do
I'm
for you?
I'm still unsure how to get this non-local show on the Internet. I've gone to the various websites. I can't seem to get a live feed, though.
Of the network show, the national show, the one we're doing right now?
Yes.
When I'm done with you, ask one of the engineers, whoever picks up the phone, ask them what the live stream is.
Thank you. I called you a number of months ago. I was going from Los Angeles to South Dakota only for a short trip. It wound up getting extended to 8 months. Came home to my beautiful 2-year-old puppy, and we had a great reunion, but she is, I noticed, a bit assertive with the barking. And she's gotten a little toothy, and I'm told she bit, perhaps accidentally, the babysitter.
How old is the dog?
She was 2 years old this December, so she's two and a quarter years old.
And before you left for your trip to North Dakota, what was the dog's behavior like?
Completely normal. She depends on me a lot. We're best friends. But
the problem occurred when you left.
Yes, she's never bitten me or anybody. When she bit the babysitter,
let's talk about bites here. Did she break the skin?
Yes.
And what was her reaction after she bit?
I'm sure she was very fearful. The babysitter's dog got in between her.
Whoa. Right off the bat, why would the babysitter have her dog at your home when she's watching your dog?
No, it was at the babysitter's home.
Well, even worse. Why would your dog be at someone other dog's home, and why wouldn't the dog not feel out of place there and feel fearful there? Not only is she in a strange place, she's with strange people, strange dog or dogs. I don't know how many they have. And I don't necessarily know what took place at that point. So I don't know if this was a dog problem or a pet sitter problem. That being aside, since you've been back, has the dog shown any signs of really aggressive behavior to anyone else?
Because I'm with her 95% of the time, I just say, she's getting a tad assertive. I wouldn't say aggressive, but a tad more so than
okay,
normal.
So here's what you need to do. What you need to do right now is you need to give the dog a lot more socialization. I would have the pet sitter come over to your house. I would meet the pet sitter on neutral territory. Had your dog ever met the pet sitter before you sent her over there?
Yes, she's a family friend, and she also met the dog. And we figured they made very good roommates from what I heard. They had pictures together and stuff.
Yeah, but in other words, the dog was still at a foreign location with other dog or dogs. I don't know how many dogs your friend has, and I don't know how your friend reacted to the dog in a different way than her. Maybe her dog was being assertive. I don't know. I'm not going to blame your dog right off the bat. However, if you think your dog is being a little bit more assertive right now, it's very simple what you need to do. Go back to your basic training. Go back to your basic training to build up the dog's confidence. And once the dog is behaving with the basic training, spend more time socializing. Go for a walk with the pet sitter. This way, if you have to go away again, the dog will know the pet sitter a whole lot better. Or maybe take the dog over to the pet sitter's house when you're there so the dog doesn't fear that he's being abandoned there. Those are things that you can do. You have to remember that dogs learn through the associative memory. So what you need to do is make sure their association is positive. If there's a negative association with her, the dog, the location, that's going to cause the dog to react assertively. So go back to your basics. That's important. A lot more socializing. I don't think you have a problem dog. It sounds to me like you had a dog that had a specific situation. I would love to know more about that situation. I don't believe that you have an aggressive dog. I believe the bite was aggressive, but I don't believe the bite was aimed at being aggressive. I think it was the dog's reaction to something else that was going on, whether it be your friend or whether it be her dog.
It could be. What about her? I've never noticed her being this loud, almost like a ferocious animal. She's real small, less than 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody in the apartment building walks by.
Well, since you sent her away and then you brought her back home and she didn't have a particularly great experience at the other location, she's going to become much more possessive and much more protective of your home. So when she barks like that, don't say, no, bad dog, fooey. Don't yell at her. Don't try to correct her. Look down at her and say, thank you. I appreciate you letting me know, but I'll take over from here. No need to bark anymore. So that's what you need to do at this point. I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people, but when a dog is barking and you're yelling at the dog, in reality, the dog thinks you're joining in. So calmly say to her, thank you, I got it from here. I think that's where you need to be right now. And what I would do is a lot more socializing. Go back to your basics.
Thank you, Warren.
Michael,
I love your show, and I listen to you out of state also.
Well, I appreciate that. You keep me posted. Let me know what's going on. You know what? Let's put him on hold. Let's send him a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Talk about that first pet psychology and how to get those two dogs to get along. And I appreciate that phone call. Great time to give me a call. I got hugs and kisses to give away. I got Lucy pet food, T-shirts, copies of my books. A lot of the items I'm giving away on today's show. Not giving away biscuits. Take it from me. Thanks to my sponsors. They let me give this stuff away. Some of it's worth 25, 35, 45, even 50 bucks. Great time to give me a call. Even if you just want to answer my question of the day, pretty simple. What is your dog or cat's favorite place to be pet on? Is it the stomach? Is it the back? Is it the butt? Is it the tail? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break. By the way, this is the best time to get through. A quick break, then right back to your calls. Okay, this is a one-time event. Do not miss this event. To celebrate Prime Pet Day on Amazon this Monday. That's right. It's Prime Pet Day on Amazon this Monday only. All Prime members will score 20% off my own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement treats, whether it be for your dog or your cat. If you've been wanting to give your pet all the benefits like joint health, healthy gut, plus anti-shedding that only my Hugs and Kisses supplements offer, now is the time. On Monday, May 2nd, this Monday, as part of Prime Pet Day on Amazon, my Hugs and Kisses vitamins will be on sale for a whopping 20% off, the most ever. And this sale is for all Amazon Prime customers. That's right, 20% discount on my own Hugs and Kisses vitamins for every Amazon Prime member, but only on Amazon and only this Monday, May 2nd. Mark your calendars now so you don't miss out on the sale. Your dogs and cats will thank you. Again, Monday, May 2nd, this Monday, Amazon Prime, 20% off my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treat. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Looking for the beagle, looking high and low. Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you've got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God, and it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20 and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Cut down her time with it and, you know, tried to only let her have it for a few hours a day, but she wants it all day long. She'll beg by the closet for me to take it out.
All right, so let's go over what the problem. No, this is easy to resolve. Listen, I owned an amp staff for many, many years. I know they can be obsessed with balls and other things. What you need to do is never have one ball at a time. You can never have one ball at a time. If you're going to play with the dog in the backyard with a ball, five or six at a time. Toss them all at the same time. We want to get the dog over the possessiveness of the individual ball. There are certain dogs that are ball fanatics. I've worked with many of them. So what you can do at that point is if you can find one toy that's beside the ball that she likes, when you throw all those balls, if she gets a little bit attached to them, show her the other toy in your hand to have her come back to you for that other toy. But it's really, really important. When you're teaching a dog, especially a dog that's obsessed with a ball or whatever it may be obsessed with, it's real important never to have just one. They become really fixated on one. Yeah, so three, four, five balls at a time.
She's obsessed with all of the balls. Like, it doesn't really matter one specific. We have about eight of them, and they're in the closet.
It's great, which is great.
I will use all of them. I will use your idea and use all of them and then pick a different kind of toy that's her favorite.
Exactly, but once you start throwing all those balls down, she'll get the idea. And, you know, how old did you say your pity was?
She's four.
Oh, she's a baby. What's her name?
Yeah, her name is Koa.
So let me ask you a question. What do people do you have to fight with people? Say, oh, it's a pit bull. I'm afraid of him. Do you got to go through that?
Yeah. You know, so I take her over to this beach where the reef kind of it's Baby Beach, and she is a very friendly dog. Like, she loves babies and people. She loves kids. And so she'll take her ball and run up to each kid and go along the whole length of the beach. And some parents that are here on vacation, like, they don't, you know, they don't really understand, you know, that people have pit bulls over here. And they'll swoop up their child, you know. But I'm like, no, she just wants them to throw the ball. But the children, that once they throw the ball, they love her. They absolutely adore her. She's wonderful.
She's a great ambassador.
Absolutely. She's a wonderful. She is like the poster child for pit bulls. She is. We call her the fainting goat, because if there's ever like a dog that's more aggressive, she bellies up. And so we call her the fainting goat.
I love fainting. Tennessee fainting goats. I work with them many times. People don't believe me that they really do faint, but they do. Anyway, listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. And you know what? I'm going to send you also a jar of my Hugs and Kisses supplements to keep that pity as healthy and happy as they possibly can. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phones. You know, if you're owned by a cat, you heard me. I said that. If you're owned by a cat, you know that cats call the shots on when to sleep, when to socialize, when to eat. They know exactly what they want. And what your cat really wants is kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are actually scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and food toppers. Now listen up. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. Great for those finicky felines. Kitty Licky's Lickable Moose Cat Treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. By the way, each 2-ounce packet contains four individual pouches for your cat to enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. In fact, your cat won't stop licking this delicious moose treat. So, if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Licky's Lickable Moose Cat Treat is a great choice. Plus, for finicky cats, Kitty Licky's doubles as a great food topper. And like all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Licky's is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out Kitty Lickies for your cat. They're available at Amazon.com. They're available at Chewy.com. Or you can go directly to Lucy's website, LucyPetFood.com. Again, Kitty Lickies, Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com. Log on today. Watch your cat smile tomorrow. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot.
Office Depot is dedicated to helping teachers finish the school year strong and prepare ahead. With a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership, teachers can get a coupon for 20% back in bonus rewards on a qualifying in-store purchase through June 25th. Visit a local store to take advantage of same-day copy and print services, expanded product assortments, and a wide variety of other classroom essentials. This is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies and time-saving services to support your mission to educate and inspire future generations. Office Depot supports schools year-round through the Give Back to Schools program, which has so far given schools over $38 million in credits. And teachers, don't forget to gift yourselves. Check out Office Depot's Teacher Gift Guide to go with your free Office Depot Office Max Rewards program membership. Teachers are essential in every way, and your success is everything to us. To learn more, visit officedepot.com/rewards offers.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at freshly.com/terms.
I really want to eat better, but I don't have the time. What can I do?
Go to freshly.com. Our nutritionist-approved meals are prepared by skilled chefs and delivered to you fresh every week.
I don't have time to prep and cook.
Freshly's meals are already cooked. Just put them in the microwave for 3 minutes, and you've got a hot, gourmet, delicious, nutritious meal. And now, get $125 off your first 5 orders when you text BITE to 64,000. With Freshly, there's no worry about grocery shopping, ingredient checking, or hours spent prepping and cooking. Savor Freshly's variety, from comfort food classics that are carb-smart and gluten-free to dairy-free options, plant-based meals, and more. And you can adjust meals and deliveries based on your schedule.
A healthy, delicious meal in 3 minutes? I have time for that.
That's Freshly.
And now get $125 off your first 5 orders when you text BITE to 64,000. That's BITE to 64,000. That's B-I-T-E to 64,000.
Beauty brand YSL Beauty has teamed up with Rewild, the conservation organization who work across 188 conservation areas in 89 countries to help restore some of the world's wild spaces. 3/4 of all the planet's wild spaces have been degraded in recent years, impacting local communities and leading to a decline in biodiversity and species extinction. The two organizations have launched a program called Rewild Our Earth, which aims to protect and restore an area more than 4 times the size of Boston, according to YSL Beauty's Caroline Negre.
We've made a bold commitment to help protect and restore key areas, help protect biodiversity, and help local communities to thrive, in addition to our sustainability commitment to reduce our impact. We have a commitment to people and the planet, and we are making key strides in transitioning to low-carbon economies and circular processes. And by taking this additional initiative to rewilding, we help nature return to its wild state, and it then allows the entire ecosystem to thrive.
Back on the Pet Show. Here's the deal. Michael, Aaron, Amy, I don't want to rush anyone. We're going to have to break in a minute and a half, and you'll be my first 3 callers when we come back. Amy, I want to talk to you about your cats waking you up. I was going to do a whole topic on that today, so I got plenty of answers for you. Michael will talk about your 17-year-old Chow Lab. Aaron will talk about you and your feral cats. By the way, great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Again, let me remind you, a lot of people have been saying, Warren, what's this Amazon Prime deal day coming up on Monday? It's one day only. This Monday, the second, and 20% off my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, whether it be for your dog or cat, whether you're a new customer, a regular customer, it makes no difference. Amazon Prime Pet Day this Monday only. Check it out, 20% off the Hugs and Kisses. Again, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff still coming up. The question of the day, I'd like to get some answers from you guys. The question of the day is, you know, all of our dogs and cats love to be petted. They love to be massaged and rubbed. But not everyone likes the same spot. So I'm looking to get from you guys, what is your dog's or cat's favorite spot to be rubbed, petted, and massaged? Is it the head? Is it the tail? Is it the stomach? Give me a call and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And by the way, let me just leave you with this. Until we come back. A brand new study comes out and says, well, never mind. I'm not going to talk about it. But if you have a cat, if a woman has a cat and she's married, she's more apt to cheat on her husband. That, according to a story out of England, cheating wives are more likely to own a cat than any other pet. More than 1 in 5 have cheated on their husbands. 877-725-8255. I have to leave you with that. A quick break, then right back to all your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you are listening to The Pet Show.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at Vine.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 5.